The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. There are more than 600 varieties of hydrangea around the world. While the blue hydrangea gets all the press, I'd like to focus on newer selections of two other types. Hydrangea arborescens is probably best known as the Annabelle hydrangea. This one's blooming now with large, fluffy white flowers. A newer selection called Invincible Spirit features ruby pink colored flowers. I love this shrub. Not only does it add more color to our perennial flower garden, the blooms are smaller and the stems thicker, so it doesn't flop over as much after a rain. To make the white types less floppy, prune branches in spring to 1 to 2 feet tall. The flowers that form off of those branches should hold the blooms upright better. Another hydrangea that's gotten a facelift is Hydrangea paniculata, or the panicle hydrangea. Many are familiar with the PG hydrangea, often pruned to a tree form. Newer varieties improve on this mid to late summer bloomer. Limelight is a 6 to 8 foot tall shrub whose flowers change from green to white to pink to burgundy. Bobo only grows 3 feet tall and wide, and Quickfire is one of the fastest panicle hydrangeas to turn its flower colors to red. Both of these types of hydrangeas bloom on new wood. Prune them in spring to stimulate new growth and remove errant branches. They bloom consistently each year in part to full sun, regardless of soil, pH, and weather. They're more tolerant of dry conditions than the blue moped hydrangeas, but remember, they do have the word hydra in their name for a reason. Hydrangeas need consistently moist soils to grow and flower best. And now for this week's tip. Don't worry if your lawn is browning due to our dry summer. Lawn grasses will go dormant in the heat, but will bounce back in fall with wetter and cooler conditions. Consider mixing white clover seed in your lawn to keep it green and help feed the grasses nitrogen that clover produces. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about saving seeds. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.